Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning, CJ.
What's our topic today?
Be a lighthouse, not a weather vane.
I like that.
It's a great metaphor, isn't it?
It is a great metaphor.
It's from a book called The Other 90% by Robert Cooper. A friend loaned me this book, and I'm really enjoying this. And Robert Cooper had this fabulous grandfather who kept teaching him things. And so one of the stories was his grandfather talking about the value of lighthouses. And the grandfather says, "It is easy to act as if you're a weather vane, always changing your beliefs and words, trying to please everyone around you. But you were born to be a lighthouse, not a weather vane. Imagine a vertical axis running through the center of your heart, from your deepest roots to your highest aspirations. That's your lighthouse. It anchors you in the world and frees you from having to change directions every time the weather shifts." I really resonated with that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, me too.
In my life, still not as much, but still, I used to call it the chameleon, where we just try to blend, not make trouble, not be judged.
Don't rock the boat.
Yeah. And I think of coworkers or bosses where I was like, oh, it's just not worth it. Or family gatherings where I have some family members that really have very different beliefs than I do about what's valuable in life and how to, you know, how to approach life. And I often just don't
say anything.
and maybe there's some wisdom in that. I mean, I don't need a fight. But when do I giving myself up? When am I compromising who I am? I'm also working on The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron, I think the fifth time through, and because I love that book. It's like, well, how do I keep showing up as my authentic self in my full glory, my full light, as Robert Cooper's grandfather would say? How do you let your light shine? And why do we dim it? Why?
Well, it's a chronic human condition. I mean, it's written about in the Bible, hiding your light under a bushel or whatever
it is.
I mean, so it's as old as people. The sometimes maybe survival or whatever it is, but it's, you know, if I show off. I mean, that was the message in my childhood, don't show off.
Yeah.
You know, so then, okay, how much do I show?
Well, don't call attention to yourself. Yeah. Or I remember that. I mean, just don't you know, that kind of, and or don't be too smart. Yeah. There's all kinds of little messages. And it is part of being socialized is, you know, how do I fit into a community? And there's some things that make it okay in our community. So I do understand that. But the other part of it is, what do I lose when I don't show up as my full self, when I have a veneer on or I put the mute button on, or worse, compromise and say something I don't actually believe.
Yes.
And so one of the ways that Robert Cooper talked about was he suggests you just spend some time articulating your five core values. So this is the vertical axis that runs through the center of your heart, your deepest roots to your highest aspirations. It's what is uniquely your values? Not because this is going to be a couple iterations usually, because usually the first stab or the sort of the generic ones, the ones you've been told you should have, or the ones that other people tell you you are. But having that dialogue with yourself becomes really helpful. It's like, so who am I really? And what's my core? What's the part that that can stay centered regardless of the wind? You know, that is who I am and what I'm about, and that I can hold on to that. So it's a couple iterations. And you having the interior dialogue is the most important part about this. How do I want to use my life force? What's unique about me that I bring into the world if I'm shining with my full light? And I know for me, when I started this process, the first thing I did was I started playing with this list of values, like, oh, I'm not doing that. Oh boy, am I terrible. And then I started the whole self-beat up routine, which of course was not the intent. That doesn't help my light either. Mm-hmm. So catching that and saying, yeah, but you know, if I don't know what I'm aspiring to, how am I going to live into it?
Mm-hmm.
If I don't know who I uniquely am, how do I keep the light shining? So playing with that list as a way to get clear about who I am, how I want to show up. And of course, there's the times when it's okay not to say anything. It's just not a good use of energy. But how do I stay centered to what I know, stay open to other, and not compromise the gift of who I am?
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad aspiration for a day.